This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Greg is on the line. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vincent. Yeah, I had a comment. If you were forced, I wouldn't buy one myself, but if you were forced to buy an electric vehicle, there's something I would do. I would probably build myself a generator using at least the alternator for a semi-truck, a little book called Alternator Secrets, where you can up the voltage and turn it into a generator rather than an alternator that will provide the necessary voltage for you to charge those batteries and then put a conversion kit on it to maybe a propane and have that in your trunk. Now, should your battery be getting a little bit low and you have your trunk open a little bit, maybe, or your exhaust outside, you could start that thing up even when you're driving your electric vehicle and keep your batteries charging. And we can talk more about this Friday.
Yeah.
But it's possible.
Well, you know,
it's a way around everything.
But you really have to not be thinking. If you live in the countryside the way you do, Gwyneth, and I, it makes no sense whatsoever to have an electric vehicle. No sense whatsoever. And what we're going to find, so, for example, in Texas, year over year, electric rates have gone up 70%. So there's this illusion that, well, let's get away from gasoline because gasoline's gone up, diesel's gone up in price, so let's go to electric. And there's it makes no sense because today we had a power failure. 2 days ago, we had a power failure. So there's this belief that electricity is always there, and that is not the case. There's a belief that electricity is cheaper than other fuels. That's not always the case. And there's this belief that a solar system will have enough capacity to charge an electric vehicle. And that's not the case either, because we have a pretty massive solar system. It can run the entire farm on a sunny day, but it takes 2 days worth of farm electricity, diverting all our electricity to charge one electric vehicle one time. So 2 days worth of solar gives you 1 day's worth of use of the car. The point
not
is...
Not only that...
Go ahead.
But not only that, but they are already talking about brownouts and power outages from lack of power this year all over the country. So does this make sense? Absolutely, it does not.
Very, very well said. Greg, so we'll see you on Friday, and we'll talk more about this, and we'll flesh it out, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Greg. Makes absolutely perfect sense to me what Greg said. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, that's, I would actually say that that's about right, because even the little electric tricycle, which is a tiny electric motor, and a comparatively tiny battery would take about half a day to charge here at the farm to go 20 kilometres into town. And then the battery would be, you know, on its last quarter or its last third, and I would have to plug it in for another 3 hours for it to have enough charge to just, you know, get us half or three quarters of the way home. This is it. It's just
okay.
Insanity.
All right. So they make electric weed whackers. Okay. And you can get one that runs on a two-cycle engine. Some are made with four-cycle engines, a little heavier. But the two-cycle weed whackers work great. Lightweight, plenty of power. But the gasoline that the government is forcing everybody to use is 10% ethanol, destroys the carburetors on all kinds of equipment, chainsaws, weed whackers, lawnmowers, rototillers, snowblowers, all of it. Well, if you opt for an electric weed whacker, they work really great. All you do is squeeze the trigger, off it goes. Some of them have two speeds. But the charge isn't long enough to do the job. It's not long enough to do the job. And the battery banks, or the battery packs, are expensive. And there's no really good recycling system for the batteries. So these green energy people who think that electric cars are really great, there's no good solution to dismantle an electric battery bank and redeploy it. There's no good solution. So really, the bottom line is simple. Greater efficiency through hydrocarbon-type engines, diesels and gasoline engines, and more efficient engines, and you travel less. Those are the answers. The only answers that make any sense. There is no such thing as a farm tractor that can bale hay, cut hay, rake hay, and move hay that operates viably on a battery pack. None. We do not have an answer. And anybody who believes that we do is not paying attention. Glennis, back to you.
The only other option is draft animals. That is your only other option for operating a farm and operating a transport system without using internal combustion engines. Okay. If you had the know-how and if you had the knowledge and if you had the time, you could set up a steam engine to operate an automobile. But you have to really know what you're doing with a steam engine or you've got a bomb on your hands. Okay? And, but back in the day it was practical because it actually, took about as much time to get a steam engine going as what it took to harness up some horses to a cart. Okay, so you learned to plan your day to leave that window of an hour or 90 minutes to get the horses ready to put into the carriage and to have everything going. And it takes around about, I used to harness my horse every day to take my children into the bus stop, which was 20 kilometres away, and I used to drive my horse in a gig with my sons 20 kilometres there and 20 kilometres back, and then in the afternoon 20 kilometres there and 20 kilometres back. And I learned a lot about having a horse and harness, and I learned that you had to set aside at least 45 minutes to harness up the horse. You had to do that. And I think eventually I managed to get it down to 30 minutes to harness up the horse, you know, and that was in the dark in the morning. And so I got pretty good at it. But the thing is that, you know, people have gotten out of the way of doing that. They just have, and they don't know how to do it anymore. They get in the car, they turn the key, or they press the special button or their fingerprint or whatever they do, and everything just starts. And they don't even bother to check the engine. They don't bother. They don't walk around. They don't check for leaks. They don't check for anything. You know, I know that you do, Vincent. You know, and everybody ought to do that. But, you know, people have gotten out of the way of realizing that things take time. And, you know, if you are operating farm machinery, I am estimating that for you, Vincent, it would take at least 20 minutes to half an hour before you would say, yeah, this tractor is ready to go, let's get the day started. Would I be right there? with doing all the pre-flight checks on your tractor before you turn the key.
Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. Before baling hay, it actually takes longer than that because we want to make sure everything is perfect. We hose out the radiator, the cooling, the oil coolers. We make sure that the oil is topped up, off. We check all the differential fluids, the transmission. We lubricate the 20 or 30 Zerk fittings. We go through the balers, the tether. It literally takes us probably 3 days for pre-flight for the tractors when we bale hay. Literally 3 days. And we're in that process at this moment. That's what we're doing. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's assuming nothing's broken. That's just checking and greasing and topping off, you know, fluids. If something's broken, it's going to take longer. You know, in class, the early vehicles used steam, as Gwyneth was talking about. And there was a car known as the Stanley Steamer. And this particular company made these. Around 1900 or so is when the Stanley Steamer. Now, the first vehicle was produced in 1897, but typically it's considered 1902 to 1924. My uncle had one. My uncle had a Stanley Steamer, and they had between a 6 and a 20 horsepower steam engine. And literally, you'd fire up this boiler. And you could travel, you know, after it heated the water into steam, and it might take a half hour or an hour. So pre-flight, an hour. And as a matter of fact, in 1906, it set the speed record for about 100, either 106 or 108 miles an hour in 1906. And that wasn't surpassed for probably 5 more years. So this thing was a really powerful steam engine. And it did about, I think, 127 miles an hour in 1906. So steam, you know, you've heard the term steam shovel. Okay. That, people still use that kind of technology for scooping earth, but they were steam powered. As a matter of fact, there was a contest between a brand new John Deere tractor, a big John Deere tractor, and a real old 20 horsepower steam power tractor. And they hooked a chain up and they were pulling in opposite directions. It was like, which will pull the other? Four wheel drive John Deere tractor, big one, diesel versus a steam engine, a 20 horsepower versus like a 100 horsepower John Deere. And initially, the John Deere started pulling the steam tractor backwards. And then the steam tractor dragged the John Deere like it was nothing. You know, once it got moving, there was no stopping it. The John Deere lost. So steam is really, really powerful. As a matter of fact, I went to a university that had a steam plant. And it was in a big city. And they had a steam generation plant. And they plumbed steam under the city streets to all the buildings at the university. And that's how they heated. Steam is really, really efficient. It really is. So literally, if you had a Stanley Steamer today and you had parts for it, you could drive it all over. And all you'd have to do is look for some scrap wood along the road and keep going, which might even eclipse your electric car. If there was a race coast to coast, I think the steam engine might win.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay, I just wanted to mention, if anybody out there ever does manage to get a hold of a steam engine, you need to bear in mind that they have to use distilled water in their water tank. And back in the day, it was okay when, you know, they had beautiful, fresh, clear springs and wells without a lot of the contamination. They could just use the spring water or the well water. And they used to have gigantic tanks next to the railway track with a hose pipe that would come out of the top and swing across to the railroad track and would dump water into the big faucet, and they would dump water into the water tank of the steam engine, and that was basically spring water from the local creek. But these days you would have to use distilled water in a steam engine. So just otherwise, you're going to build up too many deposits on the inside of your locomotive boiler, and you don't want to do that because they're not fun to clean.
Right,
and
that's
a locomotive engineer, and that's how I learned that.
And that's the problem that we're having today with hot water heaters. What's happening in a lot of municipalities is there's so many deposits in what appears to be fresh, clean water that's treated by the municipality that it collects on the inside of the hot water heaters. That's why you need to flush a hot water heater every 30 days. So you disconnect the electricity, you know, shut off the breaker, and hook up a garden hose and run water out the bottom valve and flush out the deposits. And literally, if you could see, if you collected the what you flush out of a hot water heater, it would look like flakes and chunks of whitish, almost like stones, literally. And they collect on the bottom of the hot water heater. They collect around the heating elements, and they reduce the efficiency of the entire hot water heater. And most people have never flushed out their hot water heater, and most people find out that they replace them more often than every 10 years because they don't maintain them, which means flush them out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true. I would like to go into... I would like to begin the class, you know, being colloids and compost. This is along the same sort of theme as water. And, you know, being the water that comes down out of the sky, and that's a large part of watering your garden. And I know that they're spraying stuff into the sky. And, you know, it's probably, well, it's definitely not good for you, whatever it is that they're spraying. But, you know, people, they can distill the water for their own drinking. But you might be wondering what sort of an impact this is going to have on your plants. And if you are just gardening using artificial fertilizers, your plants are going to really, really... be under a lot of stress, and they are going to suffer with this, you know, with this rainfall. But if you are somebody who uses a lot of compost and animal manure in your garden, then you're going to find that you have a lot less problems, because heavy metals bind to compost nanoparticles. Okay, this is the nanoparticles, the natural nanoparticles that make up the compost. And if you could see the compost under an electron microscope, you would discover that there is an amazing universe of complex geometry and even the tiniest little particle of compost. And it has a surface area that is mind-bogglingly astronomical. And that is part of what makes compost so magical. But you'll find that the heavy metals bind into these gaps and spaces within the compost, and they become unavailable to biological organisms. They, you know, and they're bound, and they can't be used, which is a good thing. You don't want them to be used.
Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soft on crime, San Francisco. District Attorney Tessa Boudin will not finish his term as the city's top prosecutor. He was fired by 60% of California voters during a recall Tuesday. Boudin talks to his supporters after the recall.
And people are right to be frustrated. There's so much room for improvement. People should hold all of us to a higher standard. We must continue to do more better.
The mayor of San Francisco will soon announce his replacement. Six members of Haiti's Special Olympic delegation went missing during the competition in Florida on Monday. After returning to their hotel room, returning keys, and leaving their luggage behind. The Special Olympics began on Sunday and runs through June 12th in and around Orlando, Florida. NASCAR racing will be in Sonoma, California this weekend. Sonoma is about an hour's drive north of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Reports are coming in saying a man from California is under arrest after having a weapon near the Maryland home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He was reportedly upset with the leaked draft opinion, signaling the Supreme Court was ready to overturn Roe v. Wade. The man also had burglary tools. Lawyers for White House advisor Steve Bannon has turned the tables and is seeking testimony and documents from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, and other lawmakers, including members of the January 6th committee. The lawsuit comes ahead of a July trial for Bannon, who was indicted for contempt of Congress after refusing to testify about his own conversations with President Trump. The January 6th machine goes to primetime TV on Thursday with a Hollywood producer. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Newsmax if President Biden's assertion last week that the Second Amendment is not absolute and illegal immigration is okay, he's going to be facing some stiff resistance in Texas.
Enforcement down to the border, we've got literally hundreds of millions of dollars being spent by Texans to try to do what we can. But the reality is that the federal government is going to promote this, which they absolutely are. They're literally spending hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, to promote illegal immigration. They're encouraging it every turn. And it's really hard to fight your own government and the cartels and the Chinese and the rest of the world when we're dealing with illegal immigration.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. She's talking about the complexity of compost. And she mentioned commercial fertilizer. Class, commercial fertilizer, yeah, let's say it's 10-10-10. That's what the bag says, NPK 10-10-10. That means it's 10% plus 10% plus 10% of the active ingredients that you need is fertilizer. That means 30% of what's in the bag is fertilizer. The rest is filler. So what's filler? All kinds of things, including fly ash industrial waste. So from coal-fired plants, they can dilute the fertilizer down to 10-10-10 by adding fly ash, which almost all the time is considered radioactive. So if you plant a garden, you're way better off, as we've been saying for 11 years, with compost. You're way better off as compared to commercial fertilizer. And one of our instructors, a man who has since passed away, Werner Bach, in New Brunswick, Canada, mentioned there was a study that how does it work, commercial fertilizer versus organic fertilizer? Organic fertilizer would be cow manure, chicken manure, something like that, or a combination thereof. And what he found out was that with commercial fertilizer, the crops take off. I mean, they excel for the first year. And they become dependent on it, and they need more fertilizer the next year. And then they need more the third year. And they keep needing more and more and more. They become addicted to the commercial fertilizer. As compared with compost, the first year you apply it, it doesn't do as well. But over time, it beats out commercial fertilizer over time. But in the short run, commercial fertilizer wins. So that's the story. And that's why, if you can, you should be using compost and organic fertilizer, cow manure, chicken manure, etc. Unless the chicken manure is enhanced with antibiotics. Because the chickens were fed on antibiotics. Because the chickens were kept in captivity in concentration camps. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I have, I sell, one of the things I sell on my farm, at the farm gate, is horse manure. And I call it horse exhaust. And, you know, people buy it. I put it in, actually I'm going to put some more down there. You know, I'm almost sold out. I've only got one bag left, so I better go down and put some more down at the gate soon, probably tomorrow or the next day. But the other thing you've got to realize is if you're sourcing horse manure from racing stables or from a racetrack, then probably the horse manure is going to be filled with horse wormer, which will kill the worm in your garden. That is just what it does. It kills worms. That's the whole point. And it will also possibly have antibiotics in it. And also, they're not supposed to use things like drugs, performance enhancers on the horses, but sometimes they do. People have even been known to dose their horses, race horses, with things like methamphetamine and cocaine to get them to run faster. And of course they shouldn't do it. Of course they should get in trouble. Of course they do get in trouble for it now and again. But that doesn't really stop them. And another thing that they can dose their horses with to get them to run faster is arsenic. That's an old one. And, of course, it'll kill the horse in the long run, but in the short run it does get them to run faster. And so you've got to be aware of this if you are sourcing your... And I've gotten manure from the racetrack in the past myself, and it's been, okay for my garden. So this is it. You've got to balance these things and to sort of think, well, there is a chance that it could be full of, things like wormers, antibiotics, assorted other drug-type substances. But, even that manure is better than no manure. And even the manure from critters that have been treated with antibiotics and all sorts of other substances, that manure will eventually compost. And as I mentioned, compost is a marvelous, marvelous thing. The colloids absorb all of these poisons and make them unavailable to biological organisms. So that is, that is something that is absolutely amazing. And if you are going to the racetrack and they have a pile of absolutely fresh manure and manure that has been sitting there for 6 months, then you should go for the pile that's been sitting there for 6 months, because it will already have composted. And it will be much better for your garden than the completely fresh stuff. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. And the term that's used is that it's too hot, meaning too aggressive, too potent if it's fresh, especially chicken manure. You know, Gwyneth, you were talking about drugs. And, you know, World War II, from the troops all the way up to Adolf Hitler, they used methamphetamines, also known as crystal meth, and they had it in a pill form. It's called Pervitin, P-E-R-V-I-T-I-N. And you were talking about the horses and what has happened to horses, you know, for increased performance. And the Nazis used it. And I believe we did too, but not to the extent that the Nazis did. And that's why they appeared to be superhuman. They could march for 3 days, you know, before they collapsed and died. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this is it. And but like I say, any manure is better than no manure. And if all you can get is fresh horse manure, then you can take it home and you can sit it in the back corner of your garden and you can build a compost pile and you can wait for it to compost. This is it. And that goes for any other manure as well. Even manure from a feedlot, you know, which is regarded more or less as being toxic waste. They don't even know what to do with it. You know, because it's so strong. And by the way, if you get an animal, a horse or a cow or a sheep that has been fed grain, or even a chicken that's been fed grain, you'll find that the manure is a lot hotter than the same animal that has been fed a grass-based or vegetable-based diet, or with the case of chickens, a diet that is more full of protein, like, you know, worms and bugs and grubs. That is, you know, that's just how it is. And it's just something I've noticed about horse manure, because when I was feeding my horses a lot of grain, I noticed that their manure would be very, very hot. And since I've had my Lily, who doesn't need a whole lot of grain to be looking good because she's a Mustang-crossed Whaler, which is a type of Australian wild horse, she doesn't need a whole lot of this grain to keep her looking good. She just needs hay or grass. And, you know, her manure is a lot cooler than just about any other horse manure that I've had, because she doesn't eat a lot of grain. She eats the grain that is in the hay, obviously, and she digests that. But she doesn't get extra grain. She doesn't get, you know, quarts of grain soaked and fed to her in a bucket like I would sometimes do with my other horses, just to have them looking good and to keep the condition on them. But this is what you've got to realize, that poop is not poop is not poop. You've got to take account that the poop is going to vary in its hotness depending on what the animal has been fed. And, you know, some manure, I would say that alpaca and rabbit is fine to put on the garden, even straight out of the animal. But horse, probably not. Even if it's, you know, not that particularly hot. Although what I do sometimes, if all I've got is fresh manure, what I will do is I will dig the fresh manure into, let's say, half and half of soil and manure. And what that does, or maybe a third to two-thirds, so a third manure to two-thirds soil, I'll go on my gut and what feels right. And this goes to experience. And there's only one way to have experience, and that is to have been doing it for a while. So I'll look at the manure and I'll sort of smell it and, you know, have a bit of a judge of how hot it's going to be. And then, you know, if I think it's going to be a bit hotter, then I'll put a third to two-thirds soil. And then if I think that it's not quite so hot, then I'll put half manure and half soil, and I will thoroughly mix them in together in the wheelbarrow with a spade and just puddle them together, you know, and then work with it that way. But usually I don't have to do that, because usually there's aged manure that's been sitting in the paddock for a while, and I can go and I can rake that up and use that. And the other thing that I do, either with the fresh manure or with the aged manure, is I cycle it through the chicken pen. And the chickens go through the manure, they scratch it up, they break it up, and they eat the seeds out of it. And they also eat the worm eggs out of it, and they eat any worm. This is parasitic worms as well as earthworms that might have found their way into the manure. And what that does is it reduces the parasite load in the soil. And, yeah, and the chickens I have found were... chickens are fabulous. They're the hardest working little farm animals, and they will turn a pile of horse manure into a pile of compost in just 2 weeks. And they'll add nutrition to it through their own manure, through their own poop, as they're working. Now, they're absolutely fabulous little animals. Does that make sense, Vincent?
They absolutely are. They're wonderful animals, and you're right. They are the hardest working animals on the farm.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So class, if you're interested in buying Gwyneth's book, you can pay $45 for it by going to Amazon and look up Gwyneth Isaacs, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, I-S-A-A-C-S. The book is called Letters to Vincent. Or you can send Gwyneth an email at Gwyneth@USAPrepares.com. Gwyneth@USAPrepares.com. And she will be able to sell you the book at a discount for $45, which is called an author's copy.
$40.
You'll send
$40.
You'll send her, I'm sorry, $40, and you'll be able to send her a payment via PayPal, and she will send you the book. It'll be mailed from the United States to the United States. Gwyneth, it's a fabulous, fabulous work. The art of writing you've displayed in an excellent form. Very few people have the ability, the lexicon, or the desire to write that well. And literally, class, what you read, or what you heard Gwyneth read, was the emails that I've gotten. And that's how she writes, all the time. So we're working on another book, which is The 5-Minute University, and it's got thousands of lessons, and I keep adding more to it. And Arjun he's encumbered right now with something going on, I'm not sure what, and when he gets the website finished, you'll be able to see more of that book, which is 5-Minute University. If you want to look at the list of things you should consider buying right now, you can go to 5minuteuniversity.com. And it will say, when you get there, it'll say under maintenance. And just below that is a list of a couple hundred items, about 220. I'm going to add to that, and that's something that Kathy and I will be talking about tomorrow. We'll be teaching from 5-Minute University, things that you should consider buying right now. As a matter of fact, if you want to buy Dial soap at Sam's Club, it's out of stock. And that was one of the things that was a key point in my mind to increasing life expectancy, Gwyneth. That was just the deployment of soap, the innovation of soap, the hygiene, washing one's hands, face, body, etc., delivered a much longer life expectancy, I think, than any other single invention. You think that's true?
Yes, I do. The other thing is something I've been focusing on here. By the way, before I make this comment, because I know I've only got a few minutes left, to all the people who were so kind to send me donations over the last month or so, keep an eye on your email inbox and you will find something very, very special there over the next few days. Okay? That I'm going to send you a special edition of Letters to Vincent, an electronic edition. And it's not to be distributed, but it is just a special gift for you. And this is unique, and it is only going to be to the people who have sent me donations over the last month or so. Okay. And I've been working on that this evening to make it really something quite beautiful and quite unique, even more so than the Kindle ebook. But it is going to be available through Amazon in the next day or two. This is going to be a special edition, and it's going to be sent out only to the people who have sent me donations over the last month or so, you know, because I'm so grateful. I really am. And it's going to be a PDF, and like I say, it's not to be shared outside of you. You know, I mean, your spouse and your children can read it and all the rest of it, but you know what I mean. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, Gwyneth, what I'm reading between the lines, and I think what you're saying is that you hit a point where you really needed some help to get to the point where you could publish this book, and some people came to your rescue and helped you get to the point where you'd have some bandwidth, some cell phone credit, so you could connect to the internet, so you could buy some groceries for you, some horse hay, some chicken feed, and some dog food, so that you could have a breath of solvency, if you will, to get this book published. And you did it, and it is published, and it is available right now on Amazon.com. If you'd like the $5 discount, you can send an email to Gwyneth at USAPrepares.com. She'll tell you exactly what to do, and you will be able to get the book for $40, 776 pages. Gwyneth, thanks so much for all your efforts, for staying up late for years, being on the air with us and teaching from a scientific and historical and knowledge-based perspective. Gwyneth, thank you so much. Class, tomorrow it's Kathy and Saving Money, Domestic Engineering, then Greg, then Bert on Friday.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.